The work requirements are in a bill sponsored by Republican Representative John Vanderwoude. He explained a few of the details at a committee hearing on Wednesday.
It's 20 hours a week on a average on a monthly basis. It doesn't have to be every week. It's calculated on a monthly basis. And those 20 hours a week can also be part-time volunteering or part-time in training. And the 20 hours a week are based on minimum wage, which ends up being about $150 a week.
There are several other exemptions as well, for example, for some parents who have young children and for older adults. The bill doesn't sit well with House Democrats such as Representative Muffy Davis, who say the restrictions were not part of the Medicaid initiative voters approved in November. Supporters of Proposition 2 have been battling the work requirements and thought they'd tabled an earlier iteration of a Medicaid work bill 2 weeks ago. She says the work requirements mean the state may have to hire as many as 20 new people to do the record keeping.
I am really struggling to understand why we are back here. A couple of weeks later, we were just here a couple of weeks ago with another Medicaid bill, which we heard overwhelming testimony against some of the requirements that were on that. And now here we are 2 weeks later in the same building with a new bill that you are bringing to us that is arguably even more restrictive and has more limitations.
Meanwhile, a similar bill with voluntary work measures has been introduced in the Senate. Lawsuits have been filed in a few states where legislatures have imposed work restrictions on Medicaid recipients, most recently Wednesday in New Hampshire. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.